Welcome to your daily devotional, May 26th. Knowing God equals a heart transformed. Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 16. He judged the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well. Was not this knowing me, says the Lord? In the context of this scripture, we find God speaking through the prophet Jeremiah about a righteous and godly king of Judah, namely Josiah. Josiah's relationship with God resulted in him taking steps to defend or advocate for the cause of the poor and needy. He understood that this is God's heart because God had advocated for him in the forms of personal relationship through both the revealed Word of God and regular communion with prayer. We love him because he first loved us. He judged the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well. There is one who defended your cause, friend. You are poor and needy, spiritually dead in your sin, and such may still be your case today. Thank God that Jesus Christ took action on your behalf and mine at the place called Calvary, with results that continue forever for those who trust in him in faith. The Son of God continues to plead the cause of the sinner even today. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Was not this knowing me, says the Lord? This speaks of a heart transformed through an experiential knowledge of and love for God. The natural result of knowing God is living for him. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, with results that you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for you in your life before him. If you are a son or daughter of the King, God has judged your cause, you poor and needy sinner. How much more should you seek to judge the cause of the poor and needy among you? What spiritual and other practical needs of others are you able to meet today?